I think it's very fitting that all of the readings today fit St. John the 23rd, whom we often dupe or call the happy pope, right? Because he was chubbier than others, and then he almost smiling all the time. A very simple man, a very heartfelt man that loved the church, and also recognized that the church must also evangelize and reach out to the world so that we can bring the world back to Christ. When he called the Vatican II Council together, there were a lot of oppositions because at that time, people were still questioning, had the fruits of Vatican I even get implemented or not? Why is there need to be a council? You know, so there were a lot of resistance deep from within and resistance deep from without. And John the 23rd had that courage and simplicity of heart, saying that the church must go back to two principles, ressourcement, which in French means return back to the source. The source of the church fathers and knowing where we have life from. To go back to the source of the sacraments and the source of life instead of letting these overly pious and religious devotion deter us from what truly give us life, who truly give us life. But it's also come with the second set of principles, aggiornamento, which come from the Italian word, which means to move forward. So if you read the dogmatic constitution of the church in the world, Lumen Gentium, we are being reminded that each and every one of us have that sense of moving forward to preach Christ where we are, right? So therefore, missionary efforts are no longer being restricted to priests, to deacons, to the religious. Every one of us have to be missionaries apart by how we live, by the people that we interact and in our everyday life. Which lead me toward the first readings today, my brothers and sisters, that today's reading from the book of the prophet Jonah showed Jonah true intention. He resisted God's invitation because he didn't want the Ninevites to convert and to repent. Jonah was petty. He resisted because he didn't want them to change their life and have salvation. He was pitiful. We too can identify with Jonah in a lot of times. We stop praying for our enemies or the people who have hurt us or the people that do not look like us or somehow the people that we do not like. We become pitiful. But in contrast, we see how God has his own sense of humor. He has his own sense of humor when he asks, have you reason to be angry? Right? Have you reason to be angry over the plant? And Jonah answered, I have reason to be angry. Angry enough to die. Pitiful, right? But then God had this sense of humor that even with Jonah resisting and everything like that, he was able to work through Jonah's own hesitation, frustration, and reservations. And he brought conversion to the great city of Nineveh. We too must not resist God's will. That we must reach Christ at all times and allow the grace that comes from this life of discipleship flow through us so that we can live by what we pray each day, the Our Father. The gospel reading today is St. Luke's version of the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. And it teaches us very clearly, give us each day our daily bread, the sustenance that comes from you. and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Not someone, not a few people, but forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. Trust in the mercy of God, and choose to reach out to those who are in need of His mercy, in need of conversion, and in need of repentance, beginning with ourselves. Which I will end with my homily today, my brothers and sisters, by reminding you what the church teaches through the responsorial psalm. Lord, you are truly indeed merciful and gracious.